You're listening to Feel Good Astrology with Louisa Tanner Munson. To request a personal reading with Louisa, go to www.feelgoodastrology.com.
Hi, it's Louisa Tanner Munson from Feel Good Astrology, and this is a little bit more of an update about the September new moon, which I recently wrote was about releasing the truth. I called it the truth release moon. So I'm really adding a little bit more flesh to the bones of what I wrote recently in my blog post, Releasing the Retrogrades in 2018. So just in my recent blog post, I was writing just about the planetary aspects between the September new moon taking place at 17 degrees Virgo, which has a trine to Pluto in Capricorn. It's sextile Jupiter and Scorpio, and it's also opposing Neptune Pisces. So I wrote a little bit about it, saying how its energy is tuned into clarity, and it's giving us the opportunity to come clean, because both Neptune, the Sun and the Moon are in supportive aspects to Pluto for transformation, and Jupiter, which gives us expansive optimism. So there's a strong element that the solution to your problems can be revealed. And I also said that the actual formation of it looks like a half bucket shape. So depending on where the bucket appears in your own chart, it can determine where any truth about the situations you're experiencing can be released and understood in your life. Well, I'm looking at it a little bit deeper in this little short podcast. And I've added in some of the most important aspects I see from the asteroids, because the asteroids give us so much more detail. They give us so much. And there's some quite, well, there's a really interesting little placement going on. And I just thought I'd use this opportunity to give you a heads up, really. So first of all, just going back a step, the September new moon takes place on the 9th of September 2018 at 19:01 Universal Time. Like I said a moment ago, it's at 17 degrees Virgo, so that means the moon and the sun are at 17 degrees Virgo. So it's really interesting to see if you've got anything in your own chart at those degrees, in particular in the signs of Virgo, Pisces, Sagittarius or Gemini. Because anyone that has that kind of pattern will feel particularly activated by this new moon or stressed. In my own chart, I've got something around 17 degrees Pisces. So this is quite apt for me too. So here's the lineup that we've got. So the first thing that really comes to mind is there's what's known as a T-square. Which is where we have three opposing arms, so to speak. We've got the Sun and the Moon at 17 degrees Virgo. We've got Neptune at 15 degrees Pisces and Arachne, that's asteroid Arachne, at 16 degrees Pisces. And then in a square to both of those planetary positions, we've also got it's a really, really tight square. We've got three asteroids in exactly the same place. So we've got asteroid Hephaestus, asteroid Sappho, and asteroid Hermes. So this is creating quite a strong backdrop to do with the idea of finding clarity and finding a truth release. So I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about the particular asteroids and how they could actually start telling the story of what's going on. So Hephaestus, first of all, is an asteroid to do with rejection, being rejected by your mother, later being rejected by your lover or your wife. Hephaestus was born with what's known as an ugly clubfoot. I think most people are much more open-minded about things like that now, but that's the story of Hephaestus. And he was really talented, so he put all of his creativity into forging works of strength and art. He was a metal worker, so he's got a real affinity to anyone that works with their hands, definitely. But he really, really got a lot of rejection from his mum. His mum rejected him. He was later paired up with Aphrodite, I believe. And there was such a mismatched union, you know, they were like Beauty and the Beast, that she cheated on him relentlessly. And all he kept reliving was the rejection, the rejection, rejection. So there's a very, very strong, first of all, with this truth release moon, you know, the energy of the sun and the moon at 17 degrees Virgo is about the nitty gritty, all the details coming out and trying to do it in a really holistic way. Virgo is a very analytical sign. It really likes the truth. It really likes to know where it stands, and it's really natural. So it really wants some kind of cleanliness and hygiene, if you know what I mean. It wants all situations to be clear. Now, in that opposition to Neptune, Neptune's one of the planets about misinformation, confusion, delusion, deliberate subterfuge. And it's really, really creative with the truth. So you've got that in opposition. So the setup of this new moon is that you're looking, or you know, everyone around us at the moment is looking for some form of clarity. And that the people that they're trying to find the clarity from, they're finding very nebulous and difficult. Now, Neptune is in a conjunction with the asteroid Arachne. Now, Arachne... the story of Arachne is that she was an amazing weaver, but was really, really arrogant. So she was really good at weaving and forging things. So a little bit like Hephaestus, deeply, deeply creative, really, really good with hands, able to create something out of nothing, but got really, really arrogant with it and basically really upset, I think, Athena, and was turned into a spider to show who was boss. So she upset the gods and was turned into a spider to forever go on weaving. So there's this feeling that, you know, the kinds of people that you're trying to get your truth and clarity from are, first of all, pretty arrogant and don't want to reveal their hand, and are quite happy to continue being arrogant, even if it belittles them ultimately. You know, so people will continue to lie or confuse the subject or do all sorts of different techniques that you might have heard about on social media, like gaslighting, negating what you're saying, minimizing what you're saying, ridiculing, you know, all those kinds of different things that somebody that doesn't want to come clean about the truth will continue to use whatever technique they have at their disposal to create a diversion, I guess. So you've got that kind of setup coming down into what's known as a square or a T-square with Hephaestus, which is kind of showing that everyone's coming from their place of rejection. So the first thing is, you know, to realise that the people that you might be interacting with who are being unclear and deliberately fogging the situation, they're coming from their own place of rejection, as are you. So it's probably worth seeing the goodness in everyone, even though they might be fogging you or trying to confuse you or trying, you know, just being a bit economical with the truth. They may not even be aware that they're doing it, but there is that energy going on. So that's Hephaestus. Hermes is also one of the asteroids that square both of these. Hermes was a prolific writer and could write sort of so much information, and was also very intuitive, had loads of knowledge at his fingertips, and so there's this kind of inference that there might be an opportunity to write things down. However, you've still got to be really, really clever, because Hermes was also known as a bit of a trickster, and you know, he was on the move all the time, so very, very difficult to pin down. So again, there's this other kind of sort of message, I guess, from the cosmos, that not only are the people that you're dealing with very difficult to pin down, they're quite quick in what they're thinking and writing at the moment, and you know, they don't want to be pinned down. And then in between both of those is the asteroid Sappho. Now Sappho is a really interesting asteroid, and the character of Sappho is to do with poetry and grace, and really, really supporting females and same-sex attraction, same-sex feelings. And she was a real sort of championship of people that didn't feel listened to in regards to sexuality and also for just friendliness with everybody, you know. So there's something else going on here as well. This isn't suggesting that the people you're interacting with have difficulty with same-sex attractions or anything like that, but I think one of the themes globally that's coming up is that there is this mismatch of communication and expectation. And people have an opportunity now to get really, really clear about not only the effects of rejection with people with who are born differently, i.e. in the respects of Hephaestus with his clubfoot, but also with people who, you know, love and feel and express themselves differently to what might be usual or normal to your own experience. There's this opportunity. It wouldn't surprise me if, as at the time of the new moon is going on, that more information is coming out about how we can support people and support them so that they don't feel rejected. Because nobody should feel rejected. Rejections are awful, awful feeling to feel. And if we're rejected as a child in any way, shape or form, the chances are we're going to take that into our adulthood and then move it on to the next generation and the people we act with. Rejection really encourages more of it. So there's a strong rejection theme along with the theme of finding out the truth. So that's the first thing that's worth noting. Something else about this new moon, there's two more sort of planetary lineups I want to sort of mention. The first one that I notice is Uranus, which is currently and will be at the time of the new moon around about 2 degrees Taurus. It's going retrograde, and I've spoken about the energies of Uranus retrograde in my blog piece, Releasing the Retrogrades, and the Summer of Retrogrades as well. So there's two pieces there. Go and have a look at it. It's free on my website. But Uranus is in a square to Varuna, which is a trans-Neptunian planet. And now Varuna is to do with the god of waters, rivers, lakes and oceans. And it's to do with emotions, deep, you know, mainly. But we've got this square between Uranus, which is largely to do with the air and mentality and how we think and keeping things fresh and spontaneous and quick. We've got a square between that element or that feeling of air and intellectualism and Varuna, which is about feelings and the waters of our body and the waters of the world. Now, on a world scale, that could indicate huge ruptions between the air and the sea and the rivers and lakes and stuff. And we've had a lot of earth movements. Uranus and Pluto are often really implicated in earth events like volcanoes and shakes and quakes and stuff like that. So there is this sort of hidden tension going on, you know, in the background. But I think at times when there are earth events, it's often felt in the psyche of everybody. You know, we feel stuff going on. So there is this real strong intellect versus heart versus head square going on at the time of the new moon. Now, one thing that I do like about this new moon is that the energy of Uranus is also in a beautiful trine to Quawa, Orpheus and the Sphinx. So we've got some more little extras to put in. And they're also in aspect to Saturn, which is now going forward at 2 degrees Capricorn. Now, these guys have got an even deeper meaning, and they're also square the asteroid Chiron, which is at 0 point, zero energy, zero Aries, which is like 0 point energy. It's like an astrological point of creation. So Chiron there, and a Chiron is the wounded healer to do with our wounds that we've not really released, the ones that we're not able to heal ourselves from. Chiron is in a very, very creative place, 0 degrees Aries. It's going retrograde. It's going back to 0 degrees. So it's what's going on in the world at the moment and also in our personal relationships is that we are erasing and rewinding and taking the clock back. We're turning time backwards to go back to that first place of pain and that first place of doubt about our own perfection or doubt about our own magnificence. All those layers of shame and anger and stuff that we may well have taken on for other people because, you know, they're just put on us. It's taking us back to our innocence. Now, this position of Chiron is in a square to Quarua, Orpheus and Sphinx and Saturn, but in particular the first three. Now, Quarua is about our gifts, our innocent gifts that create a new reality for the world. It's a really creative energy. It demands our growth to come out of our stumbling blocks and our trauma. So we're at a place astrologically, cosmically, and in the world and in our personal lives where we are actually taking the clock back to try and get to that place of grace and innocence where we were aware of our creative energy and that there was a new reality there, that we were here to actually change our lot, that we were here to learn how to live in peace and stuff. So it's a really strong thing that what's going on at the moment is what's coming out of our stumbling blocks is that we've got growth and it's demanding that we grow. Now, asteroid Orpheus, is saying that we have to have faith. Now, Orpheus could charm the birds and the bees, could charm anyone. Orpheus was, again, deeply creative and was also known as having amazing levels of prophecy and skills to know what was coming up, but be able to sort of charm and entertain people in the process. So Orpheus was a musician and singer, and he had power with his words and his voice. So there's another sort of really strong message, I think, that we need to use our voices, we need to speak up, and we need to try and make it a bit more musical and not like some kind of droning background of "you did this to me." You know, it's important that we try to find the love and peace in the words that we use. Sorry about my phone going off. But it's about having faith that the words and the performances that we're putting on right now are going to yield great results, that we will find peace, that we can find peace, we can resurrect love, that we can make things work nicely for us. And in the process of doing that, we can find healing from our past. And then we've got the Sphinx, asteroid Sphinx, which is about mystery, it's about questions, puzzles, riddles. Sphinx, as a character, was quite unyielding. And when travellers and people came across the Sphinx would give them a really tough riddle that they couldn't solve. If they couldn't solve them, the Sphinx would devour them. So we are fighting for our lives in many respects, trying to work out the riddles of our past. And it feels like if we can't put our finger on what is going on, you know, what are these riddles that have held us in place, that we're not going to be able to move forward. So there is a really strong message to do with prophecy, creative energy coming from our stumbling blocks, and the need to understand the riddle. So if you're trying to use the September new moon to find the truth and to reveal the truth and release the truth and really move somewhere with it, it's important that you understand what riddles have been holding you back. And also Saturn, which is in conjunction with all of those, is also square Chiron. So it is talking about parental conflict in particular, because Saturn represents a father, but also represents authority and rules and regulations. So this is a message to humanity as a whole, that we have this going on from the big father or big brother or authority that we feel are running us ragged and keeping things from us. So there is this very, very strong message that there is a lot of hurt and pain, and that some of it is being deliberately caused by those in charge who are unyielding and unprepared to relinquish, you know, where they are. A bit like Arachne conjunct Neptune. So Arachne was arrogant with their skills and said, no, I'm the best, and fogged and created confusion in the in the conversation. And that is how authority is showing up astrologically, I think, at the moment, that there's a lot of fogging going on. And in the arrogance of authority, be it your parents, be it whoever raised you, be it your early peers and influences, or your authorities, like a government, there's stuff to be revealed at the moment. There is stuff coming out. Just there's some big stuff going on at the moment. Varuna, to do with our feelings and getting in touch with our waters, not just the planetary waters, but our own waters, our emotions, getting in touch with it all, is also conjunct the North Node, showing that is the way that karma is going at the moment. Karma is wanting us to connect into our emotions, stop being so rigid and regimented on our thinking, stop being so rational. This is a time when rationality is not going to save us. This is a time when rationality is going to do what it can to protect itself, because rationality isn't the only way. Feelings, being in a heart-led way, is the thing that's going to find us humility and the honesty to actually release truth and find some kind of reconciliation. So ultimately, this is quite an epic new moon. So like I said, it's on the 9th of September 2018 at 7:01 in the evening, universal time. If you have a really strong Virgo or Pisces, Gemini, mainly around 17 degrees, then it's going to be epic for you. If you've got a planet around 0 point energy, like Aries, 0 degrees, it's going to be massive for you. There's some huge themes going on right now. And if you feel it, if what I've said is making you think, oh yeah, that really, really resonates, then give me a shout, because I can have a look at your chart and see how it fits in with your chart and possibly how it could be resolved, how you might find some space to be able to get that clarity that we're talking about. So I did say in my blog piece, releasing the retrogrades in 2018, hold the intention that you have a clear solution, that the light is lovingly shining on shame and secrets, revealing clarity, truth and empathy. And I still hold that as my truth for this new moon. So even though I've added in the extra asteroids now and sort of explained them through, I still do think this is a time of truth release, and this can be a time of optimism. If there's something you're working on that you're trying to get through, work through, then use the power of this new moon. Sit down quietly, light a candle, whatever it is that you do to honour yourself or create an upward intention, this is your time to do it. Stay tuned, because I will be linking in this new moon into the full moon and also the equinox in subsequent podcasts. But anyway, for now, take care. And if there's anything I can do, just drop me a line.
You've been listening to Feel Good Astrology with Louisa Tanner Munson, and this recording has been made possible by all you lovely supporters at Patreon. To request a personal reading with Louisa, go to www.feelgoodastrology.com.